Hello, Power Achievers. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Thriving Thursday. This is the day where you take a moment to put your attention on what it takes for you to achieve the goals that you set, get the life that you want, and just be excited about being you. So our topic for today is switch your life to success. So it's time that you kind of turn that button towards success so that you will thrive. Now, if you're in sales, if you're in business, today's show is a great show for you. If you say, well, you know, I'm in a job, but I still want to get promoted and I still want to go up the ladder and I still want to thrive in life. Hey, this show is for you too. Oh, wait, it's for almost everybody. Almost. It's for achievers. Okay. I'm going to give you three strategies for switching your life to success, for turning that button around and turning it towards success and getting to where it is you said you wanted to be or you were going to be this year. Wow, we're almost at the end of May, so we're about to go into June. So I have to ask you guys, where are you as it relates to your goal achievement? Are you there yet? Are you there yet? I got to do it again. Are you there yet? And as parents would say, we get there when we get there. However, here's the rest of the story. You will get there when you do the work to get there, when you put your focus on getting there. That's when you'll get there. But you also have to switch your life towards success. You have to position yourself to achieve and get the life that you really want. Now, before I start giving you the three strategies that will help you to move in that direction, I want to remind you guys that we have the Power Up Today newsletter, which is awesome. And when you join the Power Up Today newsletter, when you join that list, you automatically go into a drawing to receive one of the free books that I'm going to give away. Now, the first free book I'm going to give away. Now, I've given away books before, but it's been a while. So we're calling this the first. It's the first one this year, I think. So the first free book that I'm going to give away is one of my books, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%, which is my newest book that's out there waiting just for you to get your hands on it and start winning the way it was intended for you to win. All you have to do if you want to register to receive the letter, our newsletter, which puts you in the drawing for the book, is you can actually send a text to 42828 and then text the word power up to get started. That's 42828. Then text the word power up to 42828. One more time. Text power up to 42828. And you will be able to join our newsletter. Now, this is great for those of you that listen to our podcast on your cell phones. You can do that right now. You don't have to wait. Just text 42828, the word power up, to 42828. And there it is. And you get your name in the drawing. If you're looking at our website, go to designingyourlifetoday.com and click on Power Up Today, and you can register that way also. See how exciting it is? How we make things easy for you? How exciting is that? So that's going to not only put you in the drawing to get a free book, that's also going to put you on the list to join our Power Up Today newsletter, which the newsletter is awesome. You know, I keep revamping it, refining it, and doing it over. And I tell you, I'm proud of that thing. And so it's really nice. And also, you will get the information or you will get the tips that come with being a part of our Power Achievers Book Club. Because what I do is I read the books and then I share some information and give you reasons as to why you may want to purchase this book. So we've got some really good stuff there for you. So go ahead and get our newsletter, our Power Up Today newsletter. Why? Because it's time for you to power up today. Okay, that was a really long commercial, so let's get back to it. Okay, we're going to talk about switching your life to success. So when you switch your life to success, there are some things that you can do. It's not a difficult difficult thing for you to make happen, but you have to be committed to making that happen. And you have to make the decision that, hey, you know what, no matter what or how many setbacks that I have in my life, I'm going to keep my eye on the prize and I am going to achieve the goals that I set for 2017. You know, when it comes to being there yet and saying, are we there yet? You actually have to do the work to get there yet. And you are capable because you are built by design to win. So here's your first tip. You say, well, what's been stopping me so far from getting to putting my life in the success zone? What's been stopping me so far? One of the things that can stop you is you may have, you know, the economy tanked. I went through that and not nice. So you may have been through that. You may be getting downsized, have already been downsized. You may have gone through something traumatic as far as a divorce. And yes, that can be traumatic. You know, just something unpleasant in your life that leaves you feeling as though you are not worthy of success. First of all, I'm here to tell you, you are so super worthy. I like that. Super worthy. Yes, you are. But what you want to do is the first idea is you want to dismiss or resolve any failures or unpleasant issues that hold you back, that you are allowing to hold you back. Know this, you are a winner. Ever heard the phrase, everybody loves a winner? Here's the thing about everybody loving a winner. The reason why everybody loves a winner is because when people fail, or when they have a setback, they come back. Those that come make the great comeback and switch their life to success, and they start to achieve on a big in a big way. People love that. Why? Because it's inspiring. It says to them that, hey, if that person can do it, I can do it also. And so when people have a challenge in their life or something that makes them want to give up, they can use that winner as an example, the person who made the great comeback. So dismiss or resolve any failures or unpleasant issues that are holding you back. Don't let those things hold you back. It happens. These things happen. And so move on. Whatever it is you have to do to resolve it in a way that empowers you. Now, I don't want you to say, well, if I could, I don't know, just see someone else fail or see that person's feelings hurt because they hurt my feelings, well, that would make me happy. No, that's not what we're talking about. That's not success zone. That's like loser zone. Sorry, I had to go there. So anyway, dismiss or resolve any failures or unpleasant issues that hold you back. The other strategy that I have for you, or another strategy that I have for you, is you want to recall a time when you did something successful, when you achieved some great success, when you accomplished something amazing, something that excited you, something that made you feel like a winner. There are times when we want to move forward because power is in the present moment. What you do today will affect your tomorrow. So there are times when you really want to get in the present moment and be excited about the present moment and not remember what happened yesterday. However, if you're having a difficult time moving forward, then you want to recall a time when you did something successful. You want to recall a time when you were on top of your game. Why? Because those feelings of being a winner, it's going to come back. Sometimes when we go through challenges, we forget what it feels like to win, what it means to win, because we've been kind of recalling the failure over and over and over until we forget, wait a minute, I'm, as a human being, I'm resilient. I'm built to win. It's my destiny to do life with power, not to stay here and beat myself up or feel guilty or feel jealous or be angry or whatever other low energy emotion that person is going through. It's not up to me. It's not for me to stay there. I'm here to serve some amazing purpose. And in order for me to carry that purpose out, I have to feel like a winner. So in order for us to feel like a winner sometime, like winners, then what we have to do is recall a time when we were winning. So take the time to think about when you were a winner. Okay, third strategy and last strategy. See, I'm back to keeping the shows short. I can do this. Anyway, so the third and last strategy is think about what you want your life to look like and hold that vision. So you want to just take a moment and go, okay, this is where I am today. And what would be the most perfect life, the most ideal life for you, the most amazing life that you could possibly have or think about or come up with for you? What is it you've always wanted? What is your or desire? What is your greatest desire in life? So think about that. And when you think about that, now you can actually start to make some very solid, concrete, focused goals. And I can assure you, you're going to be really excited. Now, don't get caught up in the trap of, oh no, of wishing. Oh, if I had the perfect life, I wish it could look like this or that. And if you go there and if you start to wish, then that's okay. Take a moment and wish, but recognize that every wish you have, every vision you have, unless you wish you were like a frog or something, okay, that might not come true because you're a human being and that's kind of what you're supposed to be. But other than that, know that every wish that you have, and as long as, of course, the wish isn't hurting someone else's life and you're not being covetous, every wish that you have, it's yours for the taking. You have to be willing to do the work. If you're willing to step up to the plate and make it happen and see yourself as this amazing person, you can switch your life to success mode. You can switch your life to the winner's mode. You can step into the winner's circle before it manifests itself. And as a matter of fact, in order for you to get into the winner's circle, you have to see it as being done. So you want to think about, you know, what you, the perfect life for you. What is the perfect life? You know, the perfect mate. What is that person like? And what would be the perfect business? How much money would be right for you? Don't sit back and think that you have to settle for less than, be less than, because someone in Washington is calling the shots for your life. Yeah, it's been a while since I beat up on a politician. You guys know I just have to do it. It's what I do. I'm just saying. So anyway, the point that I'm making is that spend some time putting your attention on you. That's not self-centered. It's not selfish. It's none of the above. What it is, it's you allowing yourself to bring out the best that's in you. Because in order for you to get that dream life, guess what you have to do? You actually have to step into your purpose. You actually have to get the profits and to get the prosperity, then you've got to step into your authentic purpose. Now, does that mean you can't make money whether you operate within your purpose or not? No, you can make the money. You just won't have that wonderful life, that peaceful life, that joyful life, that life filled with excellence and excitement. A life that where when the sun comes up, you can hardly wait to get up in the morning because you've got so much to do towards doing life with power, towards living that most authentic life that you're so super excited about, towards revealing or contributing your purpose to the world. So these are three strategies that you can use to switch your life to success mode. Number one is dismiss or resolve any failures or unpleasant issues that hold you back. The second one that I talked about was recall a time when you did something that made you feel like a winner, something where you felt as though you were truly successful. And the final strategy is think about what you desire for your life. What do you want your life to look like? And hold that vision. Now, you've got to do the work because you can hold the vision all day long, but you've got to do some work to make that happen. You've got to move the needle on your own life because in spite of all of these three strategies, all of them require, you guessed it, action. In order to dismiss or resolve a problem, you've got to move towards the problem and take some action. In order to recall a time when you did something successful, you can go in your head and you can actually recall that time, but it requires that you put your attention on that situation. And of course, in order to think about what you want your life to look like and hold that vision, it requires that you put your attention there also. So there has to be something that you take full responsibility for when it comes to you getting the life that you want, when it comes to switching your life to success mode. And know this, that you can win. You are designed to win. It's just up to you to make the decision that you are a winner and then to step out there and start walking in that. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you guys on this Thriving Thursday. And I want to remind you guys that no matter what's going on in your life, I want you to do life with power. Hey, as we wrap up, if you said, well, you know what? I would love to have some more information about designing a purposeful life, this prosperous life, a profitable life. Go to designeryourlifetoday.com/Achievers Club, and you can register to receive 21 free tips for designing a purposeful and prosperous life. So we've got some really great stuff. If you click on resources and go to relationships, you can actually download our life perspective sheet, absolutely free. So we have a lot of great free resources for you. There's even more, but that's, you know, we're off to a good start. Join the Power Up Today newsletter by texting the word power up to 42828. That's 42828. And you can register for 21 free tips for designing a purposeful and profitable life. And you can also go to relationships, designeryourlifetoday.com/relationships, and you can download our free life perspective sheet. That allows you to give a snapshot or get a snapshot of what your life looks like today. And it's good for the entire year, for 12 months, because every quarter you can go and you can use that exact same list and you can go through all of the information on the list. It doesn't take a long time and you can see where you're improving and where you need to improve. How exciting is that, right? That's what life is all about, you guys. You got to put some attention on yourself. If you are not working to be your best, then you're not going to be good to anyone else. So take the time to make it happen. That's all I have. And once again, I have to remind you on this Thriving Thursday to do life with power. Later.